Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheers, guten Tag. Today's story comes from Rainer Bonhof, a World Cup winner with Germany. Here he is on 1974... the Olympiastadion in Munich, Johan Cruyff, and a gigantic football match.
The Dutch was the best team in the World Cup, playing football at an extraordinary level that was like this. So, and the other point is, in my understanding and my feeling after all these years, when they was after the penalty showing us the capacity they had in playing football, in passing, one touch, two touch, and that that is not good for a German team. That they the opponents give you a lesson that is not really good for the German mentality. So, and then we started watching each other, and I said at this time to Wolfgang Overath, "Hey, that is impossible. We have to fight now. That is not Germany, so we have to go and fight them down." So, and then it became this situation when Grabowski was in trouble on the right side, and I saw he was only got an option to give the pass in the white wing area, and there was nobody except Kroll. And I went in and I said, "Whatever happens, but Grabowski is in trouble. He had only this chance to pass along the line and give me the ball." So, and then Kroll came in and I made my stupid trick. And
No, not stupid trick. Stop there. Stop there, Rainer. Stop. Did you know you were in the penalty area? Because you look as if you know that he can't tackle you, but you make him look like a statue.
No, the point was I saw two German dresses in the box in front of the goal. And later on, I saw that was Gerd Müller, and the other one was Uli Hoeneß. He was a little bit behind him. So, and I was just focused on bring the ball to the two shirts. Yeah. So, and then I make my trick and then pass the ball inside. And I had to pass him very, very fast because there was Zubia or somebody else was in the middle. He could. If I not passed the ball as fast as I did, so he could cross and pick up the ball. So, and even Gerd Müller was the only person able to catch this ball in the second chance and made the goal. So, and that was funny, but it was for me, today you would say assist. I have made the other assist as well for Gerd Müller's goal in the match against Poland. That was my chance to make the World Cup in 74 to my World Cup. So, and that was happens as well that the crowd in the stadium, they had banners with "We know Bonhof, who's Cruyff," and all these things, you know. That was funny for me. And now I tell you a secret. 4 years before I became the German nationality, my former Dutchman. That is what everybody said. How is it possible that he played for Germany and he was 4 years before a Dutchman? I grew up in a very comfortable city, Emmerich, on the River Inn. Area was always happens that you had laugh parents. They laugh each other from the Dutch side to the German side. So, and my grandpa, he was in love to a German girl in Emmerich, but he was Dutch. So, and that's it. At this time, there was always the law. The whole family has to pick up the nationality of the father. So, and I grew up, my father was Dutch as well, because his my grandpa. And so, and then I became Dutch as well, but I was feeling like a German. I grew up in Germany, so I spoke a little bit Dutch, what I do today as well. But the key of everything was that I was picked up by the national coach of Germany for the under-18 team. And we played a match in 1969 or so in Netherlands, against Netherlands. And I had to show my passport. So there was a black passport, like he's Dutch. So, but the Dutch manager, he knows that as well, because they had also Germans, which was living in the Dutch side. So, and then the manager of the under-18 team said to me, you have to be German, so, but very quick. So, and then I did it in 1969. I made my asking to the government. So, and then became the German nationality in March 70. So, and then 4 years later, I am former Dutch, playing in a World Cup final versus the Dutch, and win the match and be a World Cup winner. So that was funny. Yeah.
Only in football.
Only football can happen, sir.
But I have to ask this delicately, Rainer. Was your grandfather still alive in 74?
No. It was my grandfather was passed away 10 years before I grew up because of the war. And my dad... he was still alive, and we had a great time, a couple of good days when I came after the World Cup home, and the whole city was celebrating the World Cup winner, Rainer Bonhof, in Emmerich. And I said to my dad, let's go in the living room and have a drink together. So, and we didn't, went out. My ma came in and said, what's up? And we said, everything is fine. So, yeah, it was good. It was a good moment. Yeah.
Describe the trophy. How beautiful was that trophy? When you first get your hands on it, it's a gorgeous thing, right?
It is not describable because it is your own feeling. So we had in 1974 the first time this trophy, because the World Cups before was this jewelry makeup, the smaller one, you know, which was done won by the Brazilians because they had won them three times. So, and then the new World Cup came out. So, and that is then 8 kilos. And after a match like this, you are just able to lift it for making the picture. And then once in a round of honor, lift him again. And then it's good. So when it was handed over from my teammate, Georg Schwarzenbeck, was in front of me, there's something special.